Allstate.com today.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the second half of America Now. I'm your host, Barb Elms, alongside me, J.B. Young. And our guest tonight is Marilyn Janay from Feel Free to Prosper. And you can check out her website and all of her great free ebooks at feelfreetoprosper.com. And if you'd like to join in or ask a question, 800-259-5791. Again, 800-259-5791. Marilyn, when we left off, you were talking about the power of the spoken word when we were talking about mm-hmm. the blessings.
Mm-hmm. I just would want to say something. You know, how I sometimes have these little afterthoughts. One of my friends actually called me Footnote as a nickname for a while. Because sometimes, you know, you remove yourself from a situation and you'll have an insight. It's kind of how my intuition works. So during the break, I'll have these little flashes. JB, you brought up the fact about talking to your children. I want to tell all the listeners, all of you listeners who are parents, I tell my students this. I talk about this in my classes. The greatest legacy, the greatest gift you can leave your children is to develop a prosperity consciousness for yourself. And I'll tell you why. They will pick up your consciousness. No doubt about it. You are impacting them. If you want your children to grow up to be happy, successful adults, and of course success has many forms. It's there's no definition of success. It's all personal. But if you want them to be happy, fulfilled in life, develop your prosperity consciousness now, and you will be giving them a great gift. So I just wanted to say that. Okay, spoken words. The foundation of my program, of my teachings, is the power of the word. Words have vibration. Words have more power than you can realize. And the interesting thing is, remember we talked about dominant thought, so the repetition of words is very important. But do you know that even when you're not monitoring your conversation, that even the words that drop casually into your mind can take root because you're not monitoring them. You're open. Your mind is open and receptive. Can drop in, those words can drop into the mind and become your life. So, what do you think is the single most immediate thing you can do to increase, let's talk about money here. What do you think the single most important thing you can do right now, right this moment, before you even get off this telephone or the telephone or however you're listening to the show, what do you think the most important thing, the most immediate thing you can do to increase your finances immediately is?
Obviously change that dominant thought that's coming through your mind.
Well, you're going to change, yes, you're going to change the dominant thought, but you're going to do it by changing your words.
Words, yeah, that's true.
Change the words that you speak.
The thoughts.
Well, now I'm going to get to that in a minute. Okay, first change the words. Change the words that you speak to reflect those spoken by a prosperous or successful or happy person. Words that represent what you do want in life. Eliminate any words or phrases from your vocabulary that represent the opposite of what you want. Now, remember I said earlier I have this quote my students seem to like. If you don't want it, don't say it. So you could begin this. Right, you can begin that right now, this moment, if you're there with your family. Changing your thoughts usually can't be done as quickly or as easily because we know we go through all that chatter in our mind. But by changing your words, you're going to be on your way to changing the thought patterns and creating a new dominant thought and changing your life and your finances. Just always remember what I said here. Your words have tremendous power. Believe it. Don't doubt it for a moment. Think of open sesame. your words are an open sesame. The great teacher Florence Scovel Shinn, another great influence of mine I didn't mention earlier.
Oh, I like her, yes.
Florence Shinn said, your word is your wand. That's your magic wand, your word. So then I have to ask you, how many times today have you said, I can't afford? Either silently or aloud. How many times today have you thought or said, I can't afford that?
Zero.
Well, I'm not talking to you. We know you're an avatar. You and JB, obviously. And I know that Sammy's your cat, right?
Yes.
You have a very prosperous cat, too. I know that, too.
Very much so.
Actually, your consciousness will affect you. As I said earlier, I wasn't kidding. It'll affect your pets, your children, everything connected with you. So, yes, changing your words is very, very important, because our words will create their equivalent in our lives. Writing, what you write is even, I believe, more powerful. The written word is even more powerful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it like goes out into the universe and just kind of claims. Like, your words are like that. Remember the old pioneers and they homesteading? They homestead, they go get a piece of land, this is mine. They claimed it as theirs. Well, you got to claim your good from the universe. You got to claim your supply and your prosperity and your money and your health. And by the way, words with health.
Marilyn, should we say things even if we don't completely believe them?
That's what we're, okay, remember I said earlier, what you're saying normally, if it's negative and it's not what you want in life, you have to, I don't like the word lie, because, you know, because of the power of the word, I always stop people from saying words. Like, I'll have people take the word struggle, get rid of the S word, eliminate the R word, recession, struggle. Don't say them anymore. Just take them out of the vocabulary. But there is the word lie that I have to use here to make my point. And in fact, there's an early student that got it. She was the one that said, when I explained this to her, she really got it. The words you're saying that are working against what you want, that's the lie. So now what we're doing is putting the truth into your mind. We are creating your new reality. I'm not teaching courses on lying here. I'm teaching people to create their real truth, their new reality, which happens to be the truth about them. The truth of the matter is, you are a child of this universe, and you have a right to prosper. You have a right to money, like you have a right to breathe the air. It's yours by divine right. I know some people have had some strong religious background, occasionally, rarely, but occasionally we'll have trouble with the word divine. It is your divine right. It is your birthright. It is your spiritual birthright to have the good that this life and this existence has to offer. But you need to be able to receive it. And words, the words you speak are a very powerful way to open up the receiving end of your consciousness. And just be aware. See, the subconscious does not reason and it doesn't judge. It thinks what you're saying is what you want. This is another fact, too. Remember this. The subconscious filters out the lesser words and the verbs. So if you say, I don't believe in an affirmation like I'm no longer in debt. Why? Because the dominant word is debt. The subconscious doesn't hear those lesser words. It only hears debt. Somebody wants to stop smoking. I'm a non-smoker. I don't believe that's a good term to use. I always indulge in healthy, life-giving habits. Don't speak the words for what you don't want.
Very, very powerful. Exactly.
I'm going to... can I tell a joke?
Oh, certainly.
Okay.
We've got about a minute here.
We'll do the joke a little bit later. But, yes, yeah, so power of the words, open sesame. If you don't want it, don't say it. Start using words. Catch yourself. Yes, you're going to feel, JB, you might feel like you're lying at first, but you know something? As it sinks in the subconscious and your subconscious gets that new message, it will start feeling like it's the truth, and then you know. You have impregnated. You have just taught the husband how to impregnate the wife.
I didn't know tonight's talk would be so sexy.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, got to keep these listeners. You know, this is a long.
Yeah,
I love the fact that we have all this time together. We've got to keep people alert here.
Yeah, really. Yeah, throw in the sex. That'll hold them.
Well, see, I wasn't even thinking of that aspect, but okay. But that's, you know, okay, JD.
It's,
we know where your
good
mind is.
It's all good. All right. America Now continues with Marilyn Janae. I'm not the one.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Loneliness.
All right, we are back with our guest, Marilyn Janae of Feel Free to Prosper tonight on America Now. If you'd like to join in, 800-259-5791. Again, 800-259-5791. Marilyn, I know you've got a joke to tell us, but we have another caller, so let's take the call
definitely.
First.
Yeah, no.
All right, we have Karen from Colorado on the line. Go ahead, Karen.
Hi Karen. Marilyn.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. Thank you.
Good. It's a pleasure to get a chance to speak with you. I've been listening with great interest. And
thank you,
you very much. You just hit on something that's near and dear to me, which is the power of words. I work with people every day to talk about the power of our messages. And one of the things that I've been looking at in terms of bringing the subconscious and conscious together is the power of the words of our beliefs. So I've been working with someone who works with Psych K, and I was wondering if you've come across that in any of your research or learnings or the things that you're working with people on.
No, I've never heard of it, but I'm sure there are a lot of things. I spent so many years in studying, and now I'm in teaching mode, so I really, you know, don't know a lot of things that are out there, unless they happen to come into my awareness. So sorry, I can't, you know, comment on that. What is it? Is it a certain type of program with the subconscious? I knew there was like Silva mind control many years ago. So, I don't know what it is now.
Oh, you know, it's very funny that you mentioned Silva mind control with Jose Silva, because I had a mentor for a while who took that and went over to Mind Genesis, and he took those principles and expanded them even farther. So I learned a lot about expanding consciousness there, which led me to Psych K, which, as I understand it, I'm not really a practitioner of it. I'm just a person who received the benefit. And one of the things it is it's bringing up what are those beliefs that are back there that are no longer serving a person? What's the language that's being used, that self-talk? And then you bring it up, change it, and then you can move forward from there. So like you said, creating a new dominant thought.
Except one thing, I don't believe we have to bring it up.
Okay.
There are many forms of teachings, and I'm not saying I'm right and they're wrong. That's just my own particular way of doing this. I never took Silva, so I don't know Silva. I just know it has great reputation, and I'm sure this probably does too. But that's interesting. I'm glad you brought that up, if I can tell you about this. There was a woman that contacted me when I first started teaching the program, and she said, you know, I have discovered the, I don't know, 15 or 20 fears of success that are deep in our subconscious and our mind, and I'm sure your students would want to know about them. Can we work together on this? Can I bring this into your teaching? And I said, you know, I looked at her website, I saw what she did, and I saw she was a marriage and family counselor, therapist, and I knew she did great work for her clients. And I told her that. I said, you know, I can see what you're doing is wonderful, but I just come from a different school of thought. I don't believe that we have to dredge up the old belief system. My school of thought is we just create, we change the tape. We create a new dominant thought to override the old one. Now, I'm going to qualify that for a minute. And in other words, is we're replacing the fear with the faith. You don't have to know. This, again, it's my belief only. So I'm not saying that, you know, they are wrong. I'm just saying this. I could only know what I teach. I don't believe we have to recognize all of the fears of success or fears about money or fears about health that are within us. All we need to do is start feeding the right result into our mind and let the universe, that great creative power, support it. That's the law. It will give us what we focus on, what we create. Why do we want to focus on the negative? I think there's a thought that just came to mind. It flew right by. But anyway, if you believe in this universal spiritual power and understand how the spiritual law works in conjunction with the mental aspects, the nuts and bolts, the mental work is it's the mechanics. It's the mechanics and the nuts and bolts. The spiritual work is the real, that's the manifesting, the creative power. That's the force that brings everything into existence, and we just need to become aligned with it. So if this force can keep our planets in order and keep the universe in order, how could we think it would not respond to our thought forms and our wishes and bring us what we want without us having to go through years of therapy and digging deep? Now, some people do need therapy, and they might need to bring up those things, but I don't, in the work that I do, I'm not a therapist, I don't claim to do that kind of work. Sometimes, though, here's what happens. When we start programming in, I don't like the word programming, retraining the mind, when we start impressing the new dominant thought in the subconscious, you know what happens? We will be given the information that we need to know by that great universal therapist. It will bring to our awareness exactly the knowledge that we may need to overcome that glitch or that block. Let me give you an example. In my memoir, you'll read early in the memoir if you go to read it, I started applying these prosperity techniques, and I started getting an intuition. The word survivor kept coming into my awareness. Survivor, why do I keep thinking of survivor? And then it just became very clear. My subconscious mind, or that universal mind, which that was responding to me, that was guiding me, was telling me that I had been using the word survivor like a badge. And I was creating exactly what I was claiming. I kept saying, oh, you know, I can get through anything. I'm a survivor. And it made me realize, it was like an inner therapist telling me, this is why you are where you are. You are not a survivor. You're a winner. So I took big pieces of paper, cardboard, I don't remember, and I wrote with big markers, I am a winner. And I put them on every wall of my apartment back then. So I could walk around and my subconscious would see, I am a winner. And within a few months, I was on the cover of the LA Times with my first ever business and had publicity that that celebrities would have. I was in just so shocked at what had happened after that. You see, my own inner therapist was telling me. It gave me that information. I needed to stop using that word survivor, and that's what I was playing out. But I didn't have to go digging in for all of those hidden beliefs in order to find it. It was handed to me. It came into my awareness. So that's why I don't think it's absolutely necessary for us to go find all those beliefs. I think we could spend so much time in digging into the old that we forget that is the now thought that's creating them tomorrow.
You know what? No, that's wonderful. I think that's great. And one thing I just wanted to add is that it isn't mm-hmm. dredging up and going way back. In fact, as I'm following mm-hmm. the great spiritual teacher inside, I will mm-hmm. reach a particular block. And I have a great person I work with. I think you may mm-hmm. even possibly know her. But mm-hmm. One of the things that happens is I'll say, oh, I have something about, just like you said, about survivor. I had one of those. And then site K would come up, and then we would work through that one piece and move on, and it'd have very quick results. So it wasn't dredging up old things or therapy
okay,
like that.
Good.
So I'm with you on that.
Okay, no. Then, as I said, I don't know know that area, so I was speaking only from what you said. So no.
We've got another commercial break coming on here, Marilyn.
Okay,
so
okay.
After the break, we will continue and get that joke. We're all waiting to hear that joke. All right, America Now continues.
When things are real and people share the gift of gab between themselves. Some are quick to take the bait and catch.
Do you have a low or malfunctioning thyroid gland? Did you know that fluoride from toothpaste or water can damage your thyroid? Did you know that your thyroid controls your intelligence, mood, metabolism, energy, and body heat levels? You can support a return to normal thyroid function by stopping your exposure to the toxic elements fluoride, chlorine, bromide, and mercury, and by detoxifying the same. The body's number one detoxifier of these elements is glutathione. Unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows is the number one superfood for raising glutathione. One World Whey is the first ever truly cold-processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is undenatured and has the highest bioactivity of any whey protein on the market. The health benefits are real, and the taste is amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, WHEY.com.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History. to plant a family garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free food shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoods. FoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we are talking prosperity principles and how to change your dominant thoughts so you too can be living in your full potential as that divine being you are and creating the ultimate prosperity for yourself with Marilyn Janae tonight. If you'd like to join in, it's 800-259-5791. Again, 800-259-5791. And Marilyn, just before you get to your joke here, I had to mention, I believe the caller, Karen, who she was talking about, was someone you and I both know, and this is how we connected. It was Judith Albright through Limitless Living, and was the one. Yeah, she was the one that actually connected you and I together, so yes. I thought I'd put that out there.
And that Karen was called in, right?
Yes.
That was Karen. Yeah. And Karen, I just want to say, Karen, it really sounds like you're going through some wonderful growth there with the processes, processes. That you are doing, so good for you.
Yeah,
because you have
right.
Great energy.
Yeah. Yes. All right, let's hear that joke.
Okay.
We're all sitting here.
Want a joke?
Yeah, we want a joke.
All right. Well, actually, this is about going back to the power of words, right? And the thing is, the subconscious cannot take a joke. That's true. It takes their words literally. It doesn't reason or think, so it doesn't take a joke. And in fact, I wrote an article about this many years ago, and an author had seen it, and he included it as a chapter in his book, Subconscious Cannot Take a Joke. So I'm not saying we shouldn't have a sense of humor, but the creative quality of that humor puts a lot at stake here, and we should, you know, kind of pay attention. And I'm not really talking so much about the ha-ha jokes as much as I am to the words that you use in everyday life, even if you're joking. And we know people use words, you know, just frivolously. And here's a little illustration. There was a man who had the good fortune to be visited by a genie. And the genie told him that she would grant him three wishes only. So he was to think this over carefully before making his decision. So for his first wish, the man asked that the genie make him 30 years younger. Poof! The genie granted his wish, and the man was thrilled to find that he was young again. The man's second wish was for a brand-new convertible sports car. Of course, what else would you expect a young man to ask for? Poof! Suddenly he found himself driving a beautiful, sleek, and shiny new sports car. Now the genie told the man to take his time and give much thought to his third and final wish. And he was driving along the coastal highway with the top down, singing along with the radio, when a commercial came on and he continued to sing. I wish I was an Oscar Mayer wiener.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hot dog, that was a good one.
Hot dog, yeah. Well, at least it got, I don't know if I'm a great joke teller, but at least it got you two to laugh.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one. And the point is,
Watch your words. Even those casual words. How about all the country? We have great songs in your intros there, but I was thinking about songs and the words, and how about all that country music, the old-time country music with all of that sad, depressing, over and over.
Yeah.
The subconscious mind loves rhyme and it loves rhythm. It loves that. So you really need to watch what you're listening to over and over again.
My dog died and my wife left me and I got fired from my job.
That's it. And and now, of course, the new country is a whole different thing. You know, it's a crossover into country pop. It's a lot of it is very positive, actually. But in lesson one of my Feel Free to Prosper program, I had, when I created the lesson, I thought this was too mundane. I had several friends in different areas of the country, one in Canada, two in America, that didn't know each other, sent them the lesson so they could see how they responded to them. I wanted to make sure that this would be something I could get to the public and would be well received. And there was one section of lesson one, I said, is this just too mundane? Is it too boring? They loved it. And since then, every student loves this example. It's somehow the simplest, sometimes the simplest way that we can present something is the most impactful. And what I say in that lesson is that, let's say you had a bucket of muddy water. If you have a bucket of muddy water, if you will persist in putting drops of clean water, drop by drop, into that bucket of muddy water, what will you eventually end up with?
Well, I'd say a bucket full of muddy water.
No, if you have the bucket of muddy water, but drop by drop. Listen carefully, JB.
The joke's on you, JB.
Yes. Well, maybe that's just your consciousness. Only kidding, JB.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so you have a bucket of muddy water. Now, this is important because the final punchline is what's important here. You have a bucket of muddy water, and you drop by drop clean water into that bucket of muddy water. And this keeps on going, drop by drop.
Well, it's going to get cleaner.
Well, eventually we'll end up with a bucket of, well, it's just like rinsing out a dirty glass in the faucet. Eventually you're going to end up with a bucket of clean water, right?
True.
If you do it long enough.
Depends on how big the bucket is and how much muddy water was in there.
Stop analyzing. Too much. Stop analyzing.
Sorry.
That's all right. You had some good energy here, so that's good. All right. Well, eventually you'd end up with a bucket of clean water if you persisted in doing that. But here's the real important part of this. With the subconscious mind, you don't have to end up with a bucket of clean water. Dominant thought will create your life. So what percentage of that clean water would have to be put in the subconscious to get what you want? What percentage would create the dominant thought?
I don't know.
One.
Dominant thought. Come on, you two. You're intellectual.
One dominant thought.
Yeah, but what percentage of the water? What percentage of the water would have to be clean water to create a new dominant thought? You brainiacs, and you're not answering this.
51.
We're overthinking it here.
51%. And the students are so happy. Oh, they don't have to take all the negativity out of the subconscious. It really concerns people if they think they have to do a complete overhaul in their minds. No. It's not been a dominant thought. 51% clean water. You got the golden ring. So the minute
I was still carrying the 3 and trying to multiply by pi.
now.
Oh, no, we're expanding the pie.
You know something? This is why I say there's the big difference between intelligence and wisdom. You're getting too caught up in the intellect here.
Yeah, we are. We are.
No, that's
the problem with so many of us. We get caught up in analyzing and trying to overthink all of this, and it's absolutely the most simple answer.
Well, it's I sprung that on you, you know, spontaneously.
It's okay.
You didn't know what to expect there, so we'll give you.
Oh, that was fine, though, because for me it's like, well, why don't you just start with a bucket of clean water and don't
have muddy water
at all.
You're right. But if that were the case, I wouldn't be on this call. There'd be no prosperity teachings, and nobody would need any help at all if we all started out with it. And you know something? Maybe we do start that way. That's the point I'm making. When that baby is in the bassinet and in that crib, and it's smiling and laughing and in its bliss, that's probably as clean as you're going to get. And then it's from that point on, forget it.
Yeah.
If we just would allow that, but then it starts taking in. Do you know a very interesting thing? Oh, this is really heavy. This is a fact that I learned years ago. If I ever knew I was ever going to teach, believe me, I'd have a warehouse full of notes. Everything had to come. It's amazing that the subconscious does remember everything, and that's how I often teach and get my best insights in writing from memory. But, wow, I mean, I don't know where these things came from, but I do know that if I'm saying it, there must have been some credibility behind it. I read or saw something that when the baby is born, I believe that the baby actually hears in the womb, hears everything that's going on. And there was actually one incident where a mother was in a fire, and the baby was born with a birthmark that was the shape of a flame. That was kind of interesting.
Wow.
But let's talk about words, though.
Okay, hold on, Marilyn, because we're going to a break now. So let's talk about those power of those words there. When America Now continues after this commercial break.
A choice, even if you cannot hear my voice, I'll be right beside you, dear.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to America Now. We're all rising up, as the song says, and learning how to speak of the way we want things to be and get rid of the lies that we've been talking of, maybe that we've told ourselves in our life. Our guest tonight is Marilyn Janae. Her website's feelfreetoprosper.com, and our number is 800-259-5791. Marilyn, we were talking earlier about how babies are just so happy and they have a clean mind and a clean conscious and subconscious. And, you know, it seems like we just can't wait as adults to start talking them out of their happiness.
Well, I started to tell you about something that I found fascinating. And I know that if I remember that after all these years, I must have, if it stuck in my mind, and it must have been from a credible resource that I heard this or read it. But when the baby is, before the baby learns to speak, the subconscious, the mind is developing, is still taking in everything from the environment. So when the parents are talking, all of that goes into that the baby hears when they're around the various things. But when the child learns the language, when the subconscious starts interpreting the language, when they start learning the language, the subconscious actually will reinterpret everything they heard and put it in a form that's actually the language. Kind of like, you know, subliminal messages that are mixed up. But it will actually, at that point in time, when the child understands the language, everything they heard before will be registered in the subconscious as the actual words and language. I mean, am I expressing that well? I don't know if I'm doing it in a way for you to understand what I'm talking about. It's hard to explain. In other words, there's no understanding of the words when they first hear it. But it kind of shuffles, and the subconscious brings it all together once the language is understood.
And
so it's
like
a delayed reaction. Maybe that's what I tried. There's a delayed reaction in the subconscious so that the child can be influenced by what was previously something that was unintelligible.
And I think when the adults and other children are speaking to the child, too, that there's a certain vibration and energy that goes out. So it doesn't really matter that they understand the words. They can pick up on that vibration and that energy.
A good point. Yeah. Well, that's feelings are very powerful. In fact, feeling is the secret to manifestation. But if you combine words and feeling, that's it. So if parents are constantly arguing and there's a lot of negativity around the child, not just from the energy and vibration, they will actually later on the mind will understand what the parents were saying. That's
that
a little scary.
Sense. Yeah, that is very scary because we really are usually not very conscious, unfortunately, most people, when they're speaking around other people, themselves, and especially parents around their young children. They're not thinking along the lines of how impressionable, how deeply, literally deeply impressionable these children are.
Actually, I just thought of that. I had an experience this week. I had someone from my past when I was in junior in high school. It was my high school sweetheart's brother found me on Facebook, and we talked. I had not seen or talked to this man, who's now in his 50s, since he was 2 and a half. He told me he remembered that I came over. He remembered when I used to come over to the house, their house all the time, and he told me things that he remembered that my then-boyfriend told his father. And he happened to be in the room over a couple of weeks. They were talking about me. And he said, he remembers. I said, how old were you, Lon? He said, I was 2 and a half. Two and a half. He remembers the conversation. Is that unbelievable? I said, you're kidding. I said, you remember my teased hair? He said, yes, I remember your hair with all teeth.
Well, I think we have the ability to remember way back. I literally can remember something from 3 months on.
Really? Conversation,
yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe because I don't...
powerful.
Yeah, I guess I don't remember that far back. That's why I didn't know that people can really remember.
I suspect it may start in utero as well. As you said, we will we influence them even when the children are in utero. So.
Well, all you parents, what you say to your children is very important. And, you know, teachers, authority figures. Do you know, this is something that I have used as an example in my classes, and yet it is heartbreaking to find students speak up or new people coming to my life saying, that happened to me. And a parent, when a child is very young, a parent might get mad. People get mad. Parents get angry. Kids can make parents angry. And a mother might say, to a young child, oh, you're stupid, you'll never amount to anything. Just in a moment of frustration, right? And what will happen is, remember I talked earlier about there are two ways that the subconscious mind, that we can change. This goes back into things we were talking about earlier and questions you asked. How do we change that dominant thought? Well, there's two ways that we can impact the subconscious mind. One is through faith and one is through repetition. I had mentioned that. By faith, I mean this. You go to bed. We're going to go to bed tonight, and we're going to have faith. We have faith that the sun's going to rise in the morning. That's faith. It's a belief system, okay? And we also we have faith in emotion, something that's an emotional impact, which means that when the mother says that to the child looks at that parent as an authority figure. It's not standing up for itself subconsciously. It just accepts it's the truth. So when the parent would say that, that drops right into the child's mind. And then decades later, that young adult or that adult does not know why. They just can't seem to succeed in life. They try, they work hard, they do everything, and they just can't make it. Because that thought and emotion, and a moment of emotional impact lodged into the subconscious mind of that young mind, and it was played out all those years.
You know, I heard another illustration of faith one time that I really like, and that is when we're driving somewhere that we've never been before and we're going to go over a bridge, and we don't know that the bridge is going to, we don't know for certain that the bridge is going to hold up. You know, we can watch other cars go over it, but we've been over a lot of other bridges that the highway construction crew has built, and where they've always held up before, so we don't feel a need that we have to test that bridge before we go over it. We have faith based on previous bridges that we've crossed that the bridge is going to hold up for us.
or faith of the people that went before you. It seemed fine because others, you'd seen others. So, yeah, so that's definitely stepping out in faith. But there are also people that follow others like lemmings to their doom, too. So
yes.
It could work both ways. You know, you could have faith in the wrong. Remember, what was it, Jim Jones or one that had everyone drink the Kool-Aid? Faith can take many forms. But it is, well, just look at the gospel singers and evangelists. That's faith. Even the subconscious, like I said, loves rhyme, loves rhythm. Some of the music, the wonderful gospel music, it goes right into the mind. It's very hypnotizing, very wonderful. So when it's positive gospel music, it can actually, that creates faith and creates more hope and inspiration. So, yes, faith and repetition. So, yes, as I said, parents, be careful. Be careful. When you're taking your parents out shopping, do never, 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 never say to them, you can't have it, we can't afford it. Don't ever say that. Why does a parent have to make it through this little creature in their charge? Why do they have to tell that child why they can't have it? Why can't a parent just say no? Why? Because I said so. I'm your mom or I'm your dad. I said so. Leave it at that. Don't say because we don't have the money or we can't afford it. Never say that.
That's a huge, powerful difference between those two statements right there.
Be a parent. You're the parent. You're the authority figure. If you say no, that's because that's the way it is. And you'll be a better parent because you won't be feeding that lack consciousness. You won't be feeding that child's subconscious with not having money, which, as we say, the subconscious takes things literally, and that keeps repeating in their mind, and they grow up never having money. So watch what you say in front of your children.
Yeah, that building of the self-esteem or lack thereof happens so early on. It's just, it's a shame because most people do not realize, one, what they're doing to their children, and two, the children, decades later, as you say, have no idea sometimes where this came from. All right, we're going to the top of the hour break before the last hour here on America Now. When we return, Marilyn Janae, feel free to prosper.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.